Let me tell you about two women. One was an old lady I visited a few days ago in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She sits in a lawn chair under the carport where she can see people going down the street and wave to them as they go by. She's deaf and can't hear the birds anymore, but she watches them and makes little clucking noises, which they ignore. And of course, the people in cars don't wave back because they're in too big a hurry. Her daughter cooks for her, and there's a woman who comes in twice a week to bathe her and doctor her skin problems. She has a cat that follows her everywhere and sleeps in her lap. And in the evening, she watches TV, but she can't hear the sound. She remembered me, and I asked her a question she didn't hear, and she answered it by telling me how she was recovering from two broken arms, which were gradually getting better. I knew she had never broken her arms, but I examined the places she pointed to. She can't make quilts anymore, and her eyesight's too poor to read. When my wife and I drove away, she was standing under the carport, not realizing we were leaving. I remember another woman, young and strong and solid and pretty. She taught school in West Texas and raised two children and worked in the field chopping cotton and digging up Johnson grass. I remember in the backyard, under a clear blue Texas sky, her feet apart and her mouth in a straight line as she wrung a chicken's neck, her dark hair flying around and the white feathers flying around. She'd skin the chicken, rinse it in cold water, salt and pepper it, dust it in flour, and fry it in a pan of hog lard. Summer in West Texas, fried chicken with white gravy, biscuits, mashed potatoes, and fried okra. She'd work all day in the hot sun, and in the evening she'd read a book to the girl and the boy, holding it toward a coal oil lamp, her voice ringing strong and clear in the old wooden farmhouse. The Bible and church and clean clothes and warm beds in the winter and a cool wash rag for a child's forehead when he had a fever. An endless supply of energy, a strong-jawed certainty about how good people ought to live, and a constant one-woman war against poverty and sin. It's hard for me to realize both of those women are the same woman. A wife who's now a widow, a parent who's now a little child again. She taught me to walk. She taught me to read. She taught me to work and how to keep going when life gets rough, the way it's rough for her now. And I just realized she's the one that taught me to love. And I do love her, my mother.